Reading is for everyone. The Macomb Library for the Blind and Physically Handicapped at CMPL Summer 2014 Newsletter. Summer Reading Program. Everyone is invited to join our 2014 Summer Reading Program, Literary Elements. The program runs from June 2nd through August 9th. And to participate, all you need to do is read or listen to three books of your choice. Call to let us know the titles of the three books you completed, and you will be entered in a drawing for an iPad mini tablet computer. Through a free app, you are able to download audiobooks from our service and listen to them on this device. Please keep in mind you will need a wireless internet connection in order to use your iPad mini for downloading books. Have a wonderful, warm summer. Vision Network Group. The Vision Network Group will meet on the following Tuesdays, June 10th and June 24th, July 8th and July 22nd, and August 12th and August 26th, from 10 a.m. to noon. The group includes people who have low vision or blindness. Participants are also welcome to bring a guest. Various issues concerning vision will be discussed in a friendly, informal atmosphere. If you would like to join, please call the library at 586-286-1580. Assistive Technology Demonstration. For those interested in having a one-on-one demonstration of various devices that assist people with vision issues, Sharon Lototsky will be available to meet with you to show you the ins and outs of all types of products. Sharon will be here on Tuesday, June 17th. An appointment is necessary, so please call the library to register at 586-286-1580 or toll-free at 1-855-203-5274. The Best Thing by Roger Choate. About 1.5 years ago, I signed up with the Bureau of Services for Blind Persons, formerly called the Michigan Commission for the Blind. It was one of the best things I have done since losing most of my sight. In May of 2013, they sent me to a training center in Kalamazoo, Michigan for about 4 months. After 3 days, I wanted to come home. A good friend said, "Give it one more day." You know what? After the 5th day, I really started having fun, getting to know everybody, people of all ages, from all over the country and the world. I learned everyday life skills, reading, writing, and typing Braille, which, believe me, does come in handy almost every day of my life. I learned how to use a white cane and travel skills. One of my favorites was the cooking class. You could smell wonderful food all over the center and computer class. But the best of all, I met people that were like me or totally blind. It seems that you form a bond with each other. You really understand how they feel. Most of us stay in touch by email or phone. The teachers were the best and so patient. Some of the teachers are blind as well, and you would not even know it. It has given me back my pride and a zip to my step again. I would recommend the center to anyone. We went swimming and bowling. Even shopping at the big box stores was fun. If you call ahead, the stores will have a shopper helper for you when you get there. Paint the plate class was the most fun. If you like donuts and good coffee, there is a place there called Sweetwater Donuts that is a must. The bus system in Kalamazoo is like none I had used in my lifetime. Easy to use, and the drivers were a big help. I would recommend the center to anyone. It's not a piece of cake by any means, but you will have a lot of fun and learn a lot. Roger Choate is a patron of the Macomb LBPH. To learn more about the center in Kalamazoo, please call the Bureau of Services for Blind Persons. The toll-free number is 1-800-292-4200. Another center promoting education for people with vision issues is Hadley School for the Blind. Their mission, taken from their website, is to promote independent living through lifelong distance education programs for people who are blind or visually impaired, their families, and blindness service providers. Their website is www.hadley, that's spelled HADLEY.edu. And their toll-free number is 1-800-323-4238. Pillow speakers available. A pillow speaker is a small device that plugs into your player and allows you to slip a small speaker literally under your pillow so you can hear your book while in bed. This allows for a quieter narration or perhaps a more comfortable way to listen to the audiobooks. If you would like further information, please call the library at 586-286-1580. Macomb LBPH website. Many of our patrons may not realize that we have a website with information about our library, programs, resources, directions on how to use Bard, a video on how to use an Apple device for Bard, and more. Our address on the web is www.cmpl.org/mlbph. Also, you may reach us via email if you prefer to ask questions or get information. Our email address is mlbph@cmpl.org. As a reminder, although you may notice your books come from our Lansing library in the mail, please still continue to call us here locally in Macomb County for your book orders, questions, or service information, too. Our number is 586-286-1580 or toll-free 1-855-203-5274. Macomb LBPH Holiday Closures. The Clinton Macomb Public Library and LBPH are closed on the following dates for holidays: Saturday, May 25th through Monday, May 27th, closed for Memorial Day weekend. Friday, July 4th and Saturday, July 5th, closed for Independence Day. Friday, August 31st through Monday, September 1st, closed for Labor Day weekend.
Macomb Library for the Blind and Physically Handicapped Survey. Our goal at MLBPH at CMPL is to provide you with excellent service. Please complete and return this anonymous survey before June 30th, 2014, and let us know what you think. Thank you for your input. You may complete the survey and fold it in half so the return address and free postage mark appear at the front of the fold. The survey can then be mailed as postage is already paid. Complete the survey over the phone by calling 586-286-1580 or toll-free at 855-203-5274. Complete the survey online at www.surveymonkey.com/s/mlbph survey. Question 1. How did you first learn about the Macomb Library for the Blind and Physically Handicapped, MLBPH, Talking Book Service? Check all that apply. Friend or family member, physician, therapist or social worker, school, senior center, senior residence staff person, flyer, newsletter, or other advertisement. Don't remember. Other. Question 2. How frequently do you call the MLBPH? Daily? Weekly? Monthly? Annually? Never. Question 2A. What was the purpose of your most recent call? Check all that apply. Apply for service. Order books, magazines, or described videos. Ask for recommendations on what to read or view next. Ask about my account. Report a problem with the service. Inquire about new services. Inquire about a program. Make a suggestion. Just wanted someone to talk to. Other. Question 2B. Overall, how would you rate the service you received? Poor, fair, neutral, good, excellent. Question 2C. If you left a voicemail, how quickly was your call returned? Within the hour, same day, next working day, never. Question 3. How frequently do you visit the MLBPH at CMPL in person? Once or twice a week, once or twice a month, once or twice a year, never. Question 3A. What was the purpose of your most recent visit? Check all that apply. Apply for service. Check out MLBPH books or described videos. Use the assistive technology computers. Attend a program. Report a problem with the service. Inquire about new services or programs. Make a suggestion. Other. Question 3B. How would you rate the service you received in person? Poor, fair, neutral, good, excellent. Question 4. When you receive an MLBPH newsletter, do you read it? Yes. Sometimes. No. I do not receive MLBPH newsletters. Question 5. If you receive audio or large print books from MLBPH, do you generally receive the types of books you like? Rarely receive the types of books you like. Question 6. Do you know that downloading books and magazines from BARD, the Braille and Audio Reading Download, is a service that is available to you? Yes? No? Not sure. Question 6A. If you have downloaded from BARD, how would you rate your experience with the service? Poor, fair, neutral, good, excellent. Question 6B. If you have not used BARD, please explain why. Check all that apply. No access to a high-speed internet connection. Do not use computers or email services. Prefer to get books through the mail. Question 7. Are you aware that MLBPH offers training and/or assistance in using assistive technology? Yes? No. Question 7A. Have you ever received assistive technology assistance or training through the MLBPH? Yes? No. Question 7B. If yes, how would you rate your experience with the training service? Poor, fair, neutral, good, excellent. Question 8. Have you or a family member ever visited the MLBPH website? Yes? No. How would you rate your overall experience with MLBPH at CMPL? Poor, fair, neutral, good, excellent. Question 10. Would you recommend MLBPH services to friends and family members? Yes? No. Question 11. If you were to attend a program at the library, what days and times would be most convenient? Check all that apply. weekday mornings, weekday afternoons, weekday evenings, weekend mornings, weekend afternoons, I am unable to come to the library. That concludes the questions for our 2014 survey. Again, you may complete the paper survey and fold it in half so the return address and free postage mark appear at the front of the fold. The survey can then be mailed as postage is already paid. Complete the survey over the phone by calling 586-286-1580 or toll-free at 855-203-5274. Complete the survey online at www.surveymonkey.com/s/MLBPH survey. This concludes the summer edition of the MLBPH newsletter. Please remember to return your digital cartridge when you are done listening so that we may reuse it in the future.